Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We had highs in the 80s yesterday. Our temperatures are still on the mild side this morning, but a front comes through today to start dropping our temperatures. I'll show you how much colder it will be in the next 24 hours.
And there'll be more security at Millbrook High School today after someone brought an AR-15 rifle to a basketball game last night. What police are saying about the person who was carrying that gun?
And breaking overnight, North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore involved in a crash on his way back from an event. His car reportedly was rammed several times by another driver. Scary moments there, but Speaker Moore is okay. We'll get to that in just a moment. And a lot of news to tell you on this Friday morning. It's going to be a little cooler. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we broke about as many records as we possibly could have yesterday for heat. Now we head back to February. By tomorrow, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Talk about some weather whiplash. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, we hit that 85 yesterday. We even broke the record for the warmest overnight temperature yesterday. And we're still holding on to some of that warmth. This is a live look at downtown Durham. 61 degrees is our temperature across the triangle right now. And in Fayetteville, it's 67, 68 in Clinton, 62 in Rocky Mount, 61 Roxboro, 66 in Southern Pine. So it feels very pleasant as you're heading out the door. Our skies will be partly cloudy today. We do have a front that comes through between now and lunchtime, and that's going to start to open the door to the colder air, which we'll really feel tonight and tomorrow. But we'll stay on the milder side today with partly cloudy skies, no rain with that front. We're in the 60s through lunchtime, and highs will be in the low 70s. Obviously, that's a lot cooler than yesterday, but that's still way above our normal, which is in the upper 50s. Tomorrow just feels completely different. I'll show you when the rain starts and the timeline for it through the day tomorrow coming up. Brian?
It is 6:01 right now. We are watching Durham. This is 885 out at Cheek Road. That live camera showing everything moving along pretty well out there in both directions. On that northbound side, no delays from I-40 to I-85. And your southbound trip on 885, leaving the I-85 area, heading back down toward 147 and I-40. All clear. In Wake County, no crashes showing up right now, and all of our major routes are looking good. 87 through Knightdale looks fine, and US 1 northbound through Cary right now is a smooth ride from Apex.
Breaking news this morning. Additional law enforcement will be at Millbrook High School in Raleigh today after someone brought an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to the school last night. WRL's Naya Harden joins us now to explain how this all happened. Campus weren't not in classes, but there was a huge event there, a basketball game at school. Naya.
Yeah, Jeff, we're talking students, staff, parents even that were at this game, and they were going against another school. All of this, as we know that today police are going to be here with extra security to just make sure that students and staff are safe. Still, though, there may be some students who won't attend classes today. Take a look at this map to explain why. This shows you 10 schools, including Millbrook, in the area where guns have been brought to school in just the last month. People are now really concerned about this, and police have said that they have a juvenile male in custody who they say brought an AR-15 to that Millbrook High School basketball game last night while they were playing against Hillside High. Police say this person is not a student. We're expecting to learn more information about all of this today, and when we do, we'll make sure to pass it along. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
More breaking news this morning. North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore is okay after a crash when another driver slammed the car he was in several times from behind. A spokesperson for Moore confirmed the crash to WRAL just before midnight. This happened when Moore was traveling back to Raleigh last night after events in Wilson. State Representative David Willis of Union County near Charlotte was also in the car along with members of Moore's security team. No one was hurt. We're working to find out if the other driver is facing charges.
Today marks 1 year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Kyiv is bolstering security as it braces for potential new attacks. President Biden will also take part in a virtual meeting today with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, China is calling for a ceasefire and peace talks to end the conflict. China has criticized its close ally, Russia, even referring to it as an invasion. And some of the families that are seeking safety from the war have ended up right here in our area. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the state capitol this morning, where a vigil will be held tonight. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. For Ukrainians and those who support them, this one-year milestone is a grim reminder of how much their lives have changed. Today, we are going to see people standing right here outside the NC State Capitol to commemorate the suffering that is still going on. The Ukrainian Association of North Carolina invites the community to participate in a vigil, shining light on Russia's invasion into Ukraine and encouraging people not to turn a blind eye. The group has worked tirelessly over the past 12 months to rescue families to safety, flying them out of the country as the war continues. They have more than 40 million airline miles donated and have helped about 1,400 Ukrainians find a new home.
When you have the ability to rescue a family from a very difficult situation, that is something that you can add to your life resume that you cannot put a price on it, because it's just so rewarding to be able to connect people from so many different parts of the world.
And leaders with that organization here, they tell us that they have still about 200 families that are in need of sponsors or host families right here in the Triangle. Now, this vigil tonight will begin at 6:30 and wrap up around 9:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, NATO's Secretary General is in Estonia this morning, speaking alongside Estonia's Prime Minister, as well as the head of the EU. They are speaking on the war in Ukraine. He says that supporting Ukraine is on NATO's own security interest. Take a listen.
Some worry our support to Ukraine risks triggering escalation. But there are no risk-free options. And the biggest risk of all is if President Putin wins.
And he goes on to say, because the message to him and other leaders would be that they could use force to get what they want, and that would make the world more dangerous.
Michelle, thanks. Coming up in 10 minutes, the death toll from the war is rising, both among troops and civilians. And we'll have a breakdown of the U.S. support of Ukraine over the last year.
We're working to learn more this morning about what led to a large police response at a North Raleigh apartment complex. This was what it looked like last night at the park at North Ridge Apartments off Litchford Road. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there. Police confirmed they were chasing two people on foot, and those people were taken into police custody.
A man is behind bars in Moore County under a large bond, accused of raping a child and incest. Boyce Guy III faces multiple sex abuse charges. Guy is in the Moore County jail with a $2.5 million bond. Deputies say the crimes happened in November of last year.
This weekend, people from the Muslim community will rally for the reopening of a mosque at Shaw University. A Muslim advocacy group sent a letter to the school's president earlier this month, urging her to reopen it. The mosque closed in 2020 because of the pandemic. It has remained closed to the community since then. The protests will happen today and tomorrow, starting at 11:30 a.m.
A group working to make Orange County schools safer is listing its top concerns and working on suggestions to take to lawmakers. It's an 18-member school safety task force that met yesterday for the first time. The group includes law enforcement officers, students, and representatives from the county's two school districts. It was created in response to a demonstration by members of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, who disrupted a school board meeting in 2021. The task force says its goal is to provide a safer learning environment and to address threats.
We have video showing the moments a passenger was zip-tied inside a flight diverted to RDU.
What they're doing to me. I'm holding my own phone. I need y'all to see that this is what they're doing to me.
Tiffany Miles took the video as flight attendants restrained her. She talked only on WRAL, saying this was just a misunderstanding. She faces misdemeanor charges for her behavior on the flight. She says she tried to order a cocktail to calm her anxiety, but was told there was no drink service. Miles says she exchanged words with the flight attendant and got up to use the restroom. But radio traffic indicates the flight crew thought she was trying to get in the cockpit.
I started freaking out because so many people started getting up on me. I started freaking completely out. Because I'm like, oh, this is not called for. It's just ridiculous. And then she kept just smirking and laughing. And I'm like, you know, this is, you do get a kick out of this? Like, what are you doing? I'm allowed to get upset. Getting angry is not against the law.
Miles is out of jail on bond. She's due back in court next month.
Coming up on 610 on your Friday, 1 year into the war in Ukraine, we'll have a look at the toll the war has taken on the country and the help it's getting from around the world. Plus,
I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking.
Alec Murdoch takes a stand in his double murder trial. The admissions he made about the night his wife and son were killed.
No more 80s, but it's still a mild day today at 71. Look at the difference on Saturday, though. A high of only 48 degrees. We'll have rain to go along with it. I'll walk through the timeline coming up. It's a nice, pleasant morning out there. Still hanging on to a little bit of that warmth from yesterday. And you can just start to see the sun lighting up the sky there in Sanford. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning, but we should be feeling partly cloudy for the bulk of the day. It's 63 in Lewisburg, 67 in Fayetteville, 65 in Irwin, 62 in Rocky Mount. So our temperatures are nice and mild to start with. It's a great exercise temperature. We are going to hold it in the 60s through lunchtime. We'll climb into the low 70s this afternoon. And even at 5 or 6 o'clock, we're still in the 60s. So some good opportunities to get outside and enjoy the nice weather again today. Just won't be quite as warm as it was yesterday. That's probably okay for a lot of you. Then tomorrow, a whole different story. Our wind shifts, colder air moves in, and we'll see rain for much of tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline, Brian.
Elizabeth, new at 6:13, we have reports of a crash in West Raleigh. This is on 440 westbound, right around the Jones Franklin Road interchange. Reportedly, this is a crash with injuries. Although, as we zoom in here, we are not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors in that region. I'll keep my eyes on that, let you know how that's developing with our next update in about 10 minutes. Right now, let's take a look at your major approaches into Durham. We're looking good out of Raleigh on 40 westbound and 85 northbound out of Hillsboro, also all clear to 147. Renee.
Brian, thanks. In the 1 year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the loss of a life has been immense. Analysts predict about 200,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded. Ukraine has seen some 100,000 killed or wounded and 30,000 civilian deaths. More than a million have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries. The U.S. has donated billions of dollars in aid and military equipment to support Ukraine's effort to remain a nation. In a visit to Kyiv Monday, President Biden warned of what a Russian victory would mean for the world.
This is so much larger than just Ukraine. It's about freedom and democracy in Europe. It's about freedom and democracy writ large.
Biden says the U.S. will remain steadfast in its support until the end.
Actor Alec Baldwin will not appear in court this morning after waiving his first appearance. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the movie set Rust. She was shot back in 2021. Now, Baldwin and the film's armorer were charged last month. If convicted, they could face up to a year and a half in jail.
Alec Murdoch will be on the stand again today in his double murder trial for the deaths of his wife and son. Murdoch's defense team called him to the stand yesterday in South Carolina. He denies killing his wife and son, but admitted in cross-examination that he lied repeatedly to investigators about where he was on the night they were killed. He says he wasn't thinking clearly and was paranoid because of drug use.
My addiction evolved over time. I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking. It could be anything that triggered it. It might be a look somebody gave me. It might be a reaction somebody had to something I did.
Prosecutors accuse Murdoch of killing his wife and son to distract from an array of alleged financial crimes.
You can help save a life today at the streets at South Point in Durham. The mall is hosting an American Red Cross blood drive, 12:30 to 6. Happening on the mall's lower level in the center court near Nordstrom. Red Cross says its blood supply is critically low right now. All right, almost the weekend. Plenty to do around the Triangle area.
Here are some out and about picks for you and your family. The magic of river dance is hitting the stage at DPAC. The groundbreaking international dance show will take center stage for shows today through Sunday.
Moore Square in downtown Raleigh, you can check out a family fun event, Flannels and Frost. Celebrate cold weather with hot beverages, sweet treats, local vendors, arts and crafts. You can check out Big Ed's Pancake Eating Contest, s'mores roasting, axe throwing, and a snow machine. I mean, they've got it all. The event is free from 12 to 4.
It will actually feel frosty, chilly. And just for the adults, you can head to the Willer Rooftop Lounge for a cocktails and cuisine class. How about this? Saturday from 2 to 3:30, you can learn how to make some tequila-based drinks and how to pair food with them. You can buy tickets online.
Do your axe throwing first before you go to that, okay? You could also check out a comedy show at Goodnight's. You may have seen Brian Bates' dry bar comedy special, Uber Important, it's called. He'll take his stand-up act to the stage Friday and Saturday night at 8:30, and tickets are available online. Good stuff going around, and the weather turns for us to back to February temperatures here this weekend.
Yeah, for all of you who are like, when is it going to get cold again? It will. Today will drop a bit too, but it'll still feel well above normal. First of all, look at this beautiful sunrise. Oh, loving that view, Elizabeth.
So gorgeous. I was just looking through all of our WRL live cameras and trying to pick out which one was the prettiest. Goldsboro came up to the top of the list. We have some pretty sunrise views that are just starting across our area. Today's going to be a nice day to get outside. Not as warm as it was yesterday, but any of those outdoor events that we were talking about, I would double check before you head out. It's going to be raining pretty much all day, so some of those could get canceled. Let's take a look at temperatures. It still feels mild. We had all that warmth yesterday. Temperatures are in the 60s right now. We have a front that is gradually sliding across the area. Behind this front, our winds are shifting to northwesterly, and that's going to help to cool our temperatures down over the next 24 hours. A little bit of rain back across parts of the west in the mountains and back across Tennessee and Kentucky. We're not likely to see any of that rain here. Here's Futurecast. Starting at 7 a.m., you can see partly cloudy skies, making for a really pretty sunrise. Mild temperatures in the 60s makes it just a beautiful morning. Partly cloudy here at lunchtime, but once we get to, say, sunset or so, there could be an isolated shower that pops up. You can see there's not much of that, but as we get past midnight, we'll see more of that as we're looking at those showers on Saturday. This is 5 a.m., 4:45. You can see some scattered rain, and instead of it being solidly covered all day, we're talking about scattered showers for tomorrow. So you can see the scattered nature of the rain. Here's 9 o'clock. We're going to see some scattered rain. The thing about it is it just continues all day. We're going to see rain on and off no matter where you are all day long up until around 5 or 6 o'clock. After that, we're finished. We may even see a little bit of clearing. Expect partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Here's Sunday starting at 5 a.m. and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. But another system starts to approach us late on Sunday. I don't think we're going to end up with any rain, but you can see how the rain starts to develop in the mountains and sort of edges toward us. We'll have a better chance for rain potentially as that arrives on Monday. Here's Saturday, though. We're going to see scattered showers, so rain's with us really from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, at least on and off, and our temperatures are just going to hold right there in the mid-40s. It's 44 at 8 a.m. It's 47 at 3 p.m. It's just going to be chilly and wet. We've had a number of days like this winter, but you know, you could count them all, you know, on one hand, probably. Futurecast rainfall out of this one, not a lot of heavy rain, looking at about a tenth to a quarter of an inch. Drought monitor, we're looking good. So even though this won't be a big rainmaker for us, you have to go just east of our viewing area to see abnormally dry conditions. Nobody else dealing with any drought problems. The problems in the Midwest now are not snow. There's a lot of snow on the ground. And so they have a wind chill advisory for minus 40 to minus 55. And it's California today that's getting hit by a winter storm. Even in some of the lower elevations outside of the mountains, that would be like us seeing that sort of winter storm there. What we see, of course, is a wet, chilly Saturday, some showers on Monday, and again on Thursday. Brian?
Here at 620, we're still watching this crash on the southwest side of Raleigh, a crash reportedly with injuries at 440 westbound at Jones Franklin Road, not too far from the I-40 interchange heading out toward Western Boulevard. But as we zoom into this area, you can see on the sensors, everything looks pretty clear. And I've looked at some other sensor data in the past couple of minutes, not indicating any delays out there. So we're working to learn exactly what's happening. Unfortunately, the DOT camera in that general area is not working this morning, so we can't get a look at what's actually happening on 440 at Jones Franklin. Around the rest of the triangle right now, major routes are looking good. No other crashes showing up.
Brian, thank you. A close call for a Johnson County family. How close they were losing to everything when a huge brush fire flared up near their home.
And Rihanna has another big performance on an international stage coming up. What's next for her after the Super Bowl halftime show?
This morning on Today, a North Carolina coffee shop owner is making it her mission to preserve Black culture. Go inside as part of today's Discover Black Heritage series this morning at 7 on WREL.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Mm-hmm.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
There's big-time college football coach being celebrated for some hard work off the playing field.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
The police video you're going to see here showing Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh helping to clear a fallen tree from a road after an ice storm. Take a look at that. Ann Arbor police say that the coach stopped to help an officer with this pretty nasty work. In a Facebook post, police thanked Harbaugh for being a valued member of the Ann Arbor community.
You know, I mean, if you're in Ann Arbor, are you an arborist? I mean, does it come naturally for you? That's an expensive tree trimmer, though. I can tell you he makes $7 million a year. Dragging trees out of the street. There you go.
I feel like this could also be a segment for our football coaches are just like us. They help out in a store.
Well, you know, if the coaching thing doesn't work out, perhaps
there you go.
Being a tree surgeon is in his future. Good
job.
Put
him to work.
Indeed. Season 3 of Outer Banks has only been out for a little more than 24 hours, but fans are hungry for more. Take a look that Netflix posted this image from the show saying that's what fans look like after binging it all at once yesterday. So now, one day after Season 3 debuted, some impatient fans already are calling for Season 4.
And they're going to get their wish. Netflix has renewed Outer Banks for Season 4. And for those who already watched Season 3, the way it ended, I guess, sets it up for like a whole new kind of storyline. So who knows what direction that will take. But people are addicted to this show.
Yeah, less than 24 hours old. They've already finished it. I just started it.
Well, thanks, Brian. Fresh off her Super Bowl performance, Rihanna is now getting ready to perform at the Oscars. The star will perform Lift Me Up from Black Panther Wakanda Forever at the awards show on March 12th. It is nominated for Best Original Song, making it Rihanna's first Oscar nomination. Wakanda Forever is nominated for 5 Academy Awards overall.
Surfers in the Midwest braved freezing temperatures this week to enjoy some waves on Lake Superior. Look at those waves. This will give you an idea of how insane this is. The high temperature in Duluth, Minnesota, 30 degrees. Yikes.
Hey, it's a nice start out there this morning. If you're headed off to the airport or you're about to head off for a drive for the weekend, temperatures are in the 60s right now. But of course, we're looking at a big change in our weather pattern this weekend. Rainy and chilly tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Today marks 1 year since Russia's invasion into Ukraine, and people right here in the Triangle played a role in getting Ukrainians to safety. Just ahead, we're live in Raleigh with a look at events happening today to make sure those efforts do not stop.
And we give you a live look right now. Millbrook High School, there'll be increased security there today after someone brought an AR-15 to a basketball game there last night. WRL's Nia Harden will join us in the next half hour with details of that investigation.